A mother and child from Honduras are the first family of asylum seekers to be reunited in the Northwest. She got to see him for the first time in nearly 2 months on Saturday at SeaTac Airport. It's part of a court-ordered push to get immigrant families back together. KUOW's John Ryan reports.
Yolani Padilla has her arm around her son's shoulder as they emerge from the arrivals area at Seattle-Tacoma International Airport. A small army of reporters awaits them. They are the first family of asylum seekers to be reunited in the Northwest. Six-year-old Yelson looks bashful and uncertain about all the TV cameras, but his mom is positively beaming.
It's been so long since I've seen him. Imagine how I feel inside. It was like my heart was going to come out of my body.
Padilla and her son had crossed the border into Texas in May. Immigration officials separated them the day they arrived. Yelson was sent to New York. His mother was held in detention centers in Texas. Then she was sent to a detention center in Washington State with hundreds of other asylum seekers. Padilla was released from the center in Tacoma last week. Immigrant advocates in Washington State raised the $8,000 she needed to post bond. Padilla's interpreter was Jorge Barón. He's head of the Northwest Immigrant Rights Project.
This has happened not because the government is doing the right thing, but because people have had to fight with them.
A federal judge in California has given the Trump administration until late July to reunite older children with their parents. The government has identified more than 2,500 children who could, quote, potentially have been separated from a parent at the border. The judge on Friday said the administration is demonstrating good faith in its efforts to meet that July deadline. In Seattle, I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.